Yeah, Rosh Hashanah doesn't feel well, so we should say Tehillim for him. Anything to have your name mentioned. It's not a tefillah, it's all right. Today, this part of the sugya, Mitzvah on Sunday, we're going to start the heart of the Tesamer Aleph, Be'ikr, the Gemara in the middle of Toshma, Echad Rochel Chavor, Echad Tofes Meser. It's a famous sugya in Shas, with a tremendous amount of lumdus and machlekes and lashitasim, which pulls together a lot of the raid that we've been talking about the last few weeks. We'll do the Gemara on top, first of all, relatively quickly, the Gemara on the Gomel and all that. And then we're going to move into the big sugya of Toshma, Echad Rochel Chamor, Echad Tofes Maser, Zeh Kana Chamor, the whole business over there, the whole place is Tutsach Meisim. What? What's next week? Vacation? You haven't seen it for the war? The war we're waiting with Noah, whatever he says. Yeah. You know, meanwhile, he says there's no vacation. Yeah? What do you have better to do than learn the sugya? I can't think of anything better in the world to do than learn the sugya.
How's the lesson?
What?
How's the lesson?
We're learning. What's the problem? What happened? What's the baby's problem?
A mimer.
Oh, a mimer? You want to say a mimer of advice? Me? Zuck the Gemara. Listen carefully now. The Gemara on top had a suffix, listen carefully to the whole mice here, which will, after all the big raid we spoke about yesterday and the last few days, there's another mice going on over here in the Cheshbon of the Sugya, and with that will end this part of the Sugya, move on to the other one, this Mitzvah Shem Sunday. On the top of the page, on top of the Omid, Gemara had a mice over there. Rabbi Yisuf, owner of Rabbi Yehuda, was off a scratch. Shamit made him a small title. Now that we went through the whole sugya, we spoke about the Hachov of Gedela, the sugya, Tvisa, where the Kenyan, our Kopra, Tevetik, Tukar, Prachar, the Kaftirel. So now, let's go back. I told you we're going to go back and see the sugya itself. Let's chaz over the sugya and take in the whole Omid at one time, because it's all interconnected in what I'm going to say now. The Gemara on top had a suffix. What did he hear from Marshall? We'll go down the whole page now, in a get to all the Pratim. The Gemara originally thought that there was a suffix, is Rachav Kona or Manik's Kona? Story. So the Gemara says that can't be the suffix. Why can't that be the suffix? It can't be. If I have a choice that either Manig is Koine or Rochav is Koine, it's a no-brainer that Manig is Koine. Can't be. Says Tosis, why is it a no-brainer? Abagapto Shimon Isle Perkamba de Kedushin, the Behem of Bain Daka Ben Gasa, Ena Nikras Elabahagba. So Mashiach doesn't work. So why is it a no-brainer? Why is it a no-brainer that out of the choice of Manig and Rochav, it's a no-brainer that Manig works? There's a ton of holes that Manik doesn't work. There's a ton of holes that Mashiach doesn't work. We come back on. So where are you asking from? Why are you taking for granted that Mashiach works? Says Tais, we come back on Baruch Mekach, Stama Season, Dotan, Echad Rochav, Echad Manik, Yachleku. What's Tais' answer? Tais' answer is that where was it so posh to the Gemara that Manik is Koine? Because it said Echad Rochav, Echad Manik. And we know you have to have a what? You have to have a what? You have to have a din of what? A din of a tisa rela kinyan. So this is lishitasa. This is really the first tisa who holds the concept of tisa rela kinyan. You're ready to gal it over here. Well, you have to have a tisa rela kinyan. So it was a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer. That manik for sure is kind. It says a manik is called a tofus. Manik has yachleiku. Almayt Bukhov, the Rochav is not Koine. Aye, the Mishnah says, Echad Rochav Echad Manik. Toysi says the next Toysi is Lushitosai. That's the Manik Merkelein. That's the two Toysi of Lushitosai over here. Slowly, again. So Toysi off on top of the page, the Gemara said, Originally, the Gemara thought that Marshmul said that there's a suffix, is Rachav Kaina or Manix Kaina? The Gemara said it's a no-brainer that Manix, out of the two of them, Manix for sure Kaina, Rachav is not. Why is it a no-brainer? Where do you know that a Vada'i Meshicha is Kaina and not even holds Meshicha is Kaina? So says this before Shana Mishnah, it says Echad Rachav Echad Manix, and you need a Tisa Rehla Kinyan. So it must be that out of the choice of Manix, and Rachav has to be Manix is Kaina. So the Rachav is not Kaina? I, the Mishnah says, you're a Tophos? The answer is Manix Barakov. That's the say that Rav of Tosis over here. So we have a Gemara, let's stall up shop, because what I'm going to say now takes us all the way down the Omid, from beginning to end, in a very interesting way. So we have over here a Gemara on top that said, if you have a choice whether Rachav is Koina or whether Manix is Koina, it's a no-brainer that Manix is Koina. How do you know? It's a Mishnah, says Tosis. It says, and you need a Tosis of real opinion, Tosis of Lushitosa. We already have three Tosis, and one after the other, who holds his Yisayikul Tosis of real opinion, and that was a no-brainer that Manik is Kaina. So if I have a choice of Manik versus Rachub, it's Manik for sure. Rachub can Manik work like that. That's Tosis. The Rajma and the Ran over here say something very interesting. The Rajma and the Ran say a different Shant the Gemara. Why was it a no-brainer to the Gemara that Manik is Kaina and Rachub's not, if I have to pick one of them? Says the Rajma and the Ran, a very simple pshat that I want to speak about Bar Chava, why Tosis didn't say it. Says the Rajma and the Ran, I don't understand. You have a choice whether Rachav is Koina or Manik Koina? One thing's clear. Manik is the ultimate Meshicha. Manik is Ein Lecha Meshicha G'dayla Mizu. Manik is beautiful Meshicha. So if I have a choice whether Manik's Koina or whether Rachav's Koina, it's a no-brainer that Manik's Koina. You can't have a situation where Manik's not going to be Koina and Rachav's yet. Let me explain. Haloi, what do you say that Rachav's Koina? Why should riding be Koina? It was Pasha to the Rishonim that the reason why Rachav's Koina is like Tosis says, because it's also Machmasik, because you cause the animal to move. It's a form of Meshicha. So how can you have a scenario that Manig is Koina, Manig is not Koina, Rachav, yeah. Why is Rachav Koina? Why is riding the horse Koina? Because Sami is sitting on the horse? No, because Rachav's called a Meshicha. So how could there be a scenario that Manik is not Koina, Rachav is not Koina? I say he's Ok to Rav. That's what the Gemara meant to say. The Gemara says, Mi'ika Midi, Mi'ika Midi, Mi'ika, the Gemara says, Mi'ika Madiyama Loikoni, Manik L'chudei, Mi'ika Madiyama Loikoni. Do you have it sad to say that Manik L'chudei is not going to be Koina and Rachav is going to be Koina? How could that be? If Manik, which is Shpitz Mashiach, is not Koina, for sure Rachav is not Koina. So the Gemara meant to say was, not that Mi'ikamad Yomar, that is nobody out there holds. So he says there are people out there who hold, right? There are people out there holding Madbul. The Lashon of the Gemara about Mi'ikamad Yomar, is there somebody out there? So he says there's a guy out there, there's a Tana out there who holds that we don't say Mashiach works. What the Gemara meant to say was an internal Zach. He asked me a steer whether Manik works or whether Rachav works, one or the other. Mi'ikamad Yomar, is there anybody in the world who's going to get up and say that Manik's not Koina, Mashiach is not Koina and Rachav? Yeah. How the Manik's a 10 times better Mashiach than Rachav? What's there to talk about? Is very sure on Tosis. Want to build slowly in Pshat, then the Lumbus. It's very sure on Tosis. They're saying a Pashup Shat. By the way, that is the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, is Rachav Koina or Manik's Koina? It says, how could it be a scenario where Manik's not Koina and Rachav's going to be Koina? Hali Rachav's Koina, Al's Mashicha. Manik is the Shvitz Mashicha. So how can you have such a suffix? And that's what the Rajba and the Ran speaks out. That's Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara meant to say, it can't be such a thing. Why did Tosis learn like that? Tosis starts to search. How do we find a situation that Manik's a Koina? Tosis says it's a piece of real Kenyan because no doubt of the Mishnah. The Gemara meant something very simple. The Gemara meant to say the Suffolk doesn't get off the ground. You have a Suffolk, either Rachav or Manik, and the Vakas. There can't be such a scenario. If Manik's not Koina, then Rachav's for sure not Koina. Because ain't the Mashiach Gdeil Mizu. How can you have such a tzad? You have a tzad that Manik won't be Koina. I do a regular Mashiach, it's not Koina. When you ride the horse, it's Koina. How could there be such a thing? If he can't design. That is the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, by the way. Why did Tosis have to go start for search for Pshat in the Gemara? It's a cash on Tosis, by the way. I'm asking a cash on Tosis. The Gemara's Pashup. By the way, Atkid Kafta, the Gemara's Suffolk to begin with doesn't make sense. What do you say, a cash? Either Rachav or Manik. How could it be such a Zach? If Manik doesn't work, that means Mashiach doesn't work. So of course Rachav doesn't work. Rachav is Mashiach. Why did Tosis argue? As I frak the Rajma and the Ran, Be'etzim has a cash on Tosis. Tosis has to go look for what the Pshat in the Gemara is. Why did the Gemara take on that Rachav works if Manik doesn't work? Of course it can't work. If Manik doesn't work, for sure Rachav doesn't work. But Dover Pella. I want to build a binyan in Pshat and Lumbus, which I think will be very clear to set up this Amud. So the Tosis of Rosh over here answers why Tosis didn't say like the Rajma and the Ran. Tosis of Rosh says, Tosis Rosh speaks out, build slowly. Tosis Rosh brings down the Pshat of the Rishonim, that the Rishonim learned the Gemara's Kibshutai. You have a suffix of either Manig or Rachav. Why is Rachav Koina? Al's Mashiach. But it's not the greatest. It's not classic Mashiach. Classic Mashiach is when you pull the animal. Rachav is, you're sitting on the animal, and the animal will move back with you. There's a Raya from Klaim. There's no Raya from Klaim. So the Rishonim said, it can't be such a scenario. It can't be a world where Manig is not Koina and Rachav. It can't be Rachav is better than Manig. So that's what the Rishonim said. That's what the Gemara meant. Says the Tais Rosh. The Rishonim don't make any sense. In fact, the Tais Rosh, it's a Mefurshim Gemara, not like that. The Gemara says explicitly that Manig is better than Rachav. Where's the Gemara say Manig is better than, actually Rachav is better than Manig? It's a Mefurshim Gemara, two lines later on. The Gemara explicitly says that Rachav is better than Manig. Where's the Gemara say that? The Gemara moves over to Suffolk number two. What's Suffolk number two? What is Rachav, Rachav, Manig, Manig, Rachav, Rachav? Each of them are Koina. Rachav's Koina. Manig's Koina. What happens to Rachav, Rachav, Manig, Rachav, Rachav? The Gemara has a tzad that Manig is better because it's better. What's the tzad that Rachav is better? What's the Gemara say? Datav is based. So the Gemara has a tzad that Rachav is better. In fact, the Tais is a Rosh. How can you, the Rishonim, come along and say, up on top of the Amud, that it's a no-brainer that if Manig's not Koina, Rachav's for sure not Koina, because Manig's better than Rachav. It's a Mefurish, a Gemara, not like that. The Gemara says Mefurish that we have a tzad that Rachav is better than Manig, because Rachav is tough as Mesera. As I affect the Tais is a Rosh. By the way, this Kash of the Tais is a Rosh is why Tosis didn't say the Shadow of the Rishonim. There's no Shadow about it. Today that we have a Tais is a Rosh, we know why Tosis didn't say the Shadow of the Rishonim. We have a Gemara that says, fact. There's no way in the world that it could be that out of the choice of Manig and Rachav, Manig is not Koina and Rachav is. Can't be such a thing. Tosis says, Nezok, who told you? Tosis begins to search for a Kairos, right? The Rishonim say, what do you mean? It can't be such a thing. How could it be that Manig is not Koina and Rachav is? Manig is Spitz Mashiach. Says the Tais is a Rosh. What are you talking about? It's before Shikamar that there's a tzad that Manig is better than Rachav. When Manig and Rachav clash, when they're both Koina, but they're both done with each other, the Gemara is a tzad that Manig wins, that Rachav wins, because Rachav is toughest. See, before Shikamar that there is a tzad that Manig is less than Rachav. Rachav is toughest. So comes back to Kasha on top of the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say that it can't be a scenario that Manig's not Koina, Rachav is? What do you mean? I'll tell you why, because Rachav is better, because the Tafel says, the Mefurshe Gemara, two lines later on, it's a much a riddle. How could the Ran and the Rashba say such a shot? It's against the Mefurshe Gemara. But either way, I have an answer why Tosis didn't say that shot. I know why Tosis didn't say that shot. Tosis didn't want to say that shot that it can't be that Manig's not Koina, Rachav is. Because Manig is better. Manig is ain't lechol mashiach gedolim. What do you mean? The Gemara says a line later on. It's a line later on. The Gemara says Rachav is better than Manig. The Gemara says Tzadav Rachav is better than Manig. I'll say it in a very sharp way. So the same way you're prepared to learn that when Rachav and Manig clash with each other, Rachav is better. So each one's alone. Maybe Manig's not Koina, Rachav is Koina. As a fact, Tais the Rosh on the Rishonim, and there's no shail about it. That's why Tais didn't say their pshat. Hagam the pshat is the pashas. So the big shail is. And if Tosis went on a hunt, how do we know that it's Pasha that Manik has to be Koina? The big shayla is what's shot in the Rajma and the Ran. So first you go on like that. But watch the first you go on. The Rajma and the Ran get up and say that the Gemara says on top that out of the choice of Manik and Rachav, it's a no-brainer that Manik is Koina and Rachav is not because it can't be the other way around. The Gemara says before Shatzal not like that. The Gemara says that Rachav is better than Manig. So what the Gemara mean on top? Maybe Taka Manig is not Koina, Rachav is Koina. Yeah, they tell me, how can such a thing be? Manig is classic Mashiach. Rachav is better, Rachav is something to say. The Gemara has before Shatzal like that. First of all, I want to say something in parentheses, a big idea. Deloy Rashi, the Kasha is not sure. Hamevin Yobin, Loy Rashi, the Kasha is not sure. Because Loy Rashi, the Gemara never had a tzad that Rachav is better than Manig. Remember the main idea the first day of the Sukkah. The Gemara never said that Rachav is better than Manig. Manig's for sure better than Rachav. So if I have a choice of Manig versus Rachav, for sure Manig wins. Was the tzad that Manig and Rachav is better? Said Rashi, not because Rachav is better. Manig's better. He had Gdol of a Kenyan, Rashi said. Rashi said Manig is better because he had Gdol of a Kenyan. Just what? When somebody's sitting on the horse, Manig doesn't work. But not because Rachav is better. Rachav is not better than Manig. Manig is better than Rachav. Says, I'm saying, Murray the Gazach. I don't want to oil to chab how we're pulling the sugya. According to Rashi, the kasha that the Tzeis Rosh asked on the Rishonim is not fair. I mean, if the Rishonim would have learned like Rashi, the kasha is not fair. Leilam, it's a no-brainer that Manig is better than Rachav. See, if I have a choice between Manig or Rachav, about that, I pick Manig. I think Gemara says later on that Rachav is better than Manig. No such a Gemara. The Gemara said that when you have a Manig and a Rachav together, the Manig's not Koina because when there's somebody holding onto the horse, you're schlepping the horse, doesn't have any meaning. But nobody ever said that Rachav is better than Manig. Rachav is less than Manig. Faker, Rashi said Faker. Rashi said, he agdoilu bikinya, Manig is better. So according to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. According to Rashi, the Kashi doesn't start. I'll tell you even something, even what so. If you're holding him shot in the cheshbon of the sukkah, it could be that was Rashi's makor because it was Rashi's Kashi. Because Rashi learned, I'm saying, Gishmak is Achim Shat. Rashi learned on top that when the Gemara said, Mi Kamidi, he don't like the Rishonim. Mi Kamidi, could you have a situation where Manik's not Kaina and Rochav is? Manik's better. Pick Rashi, what do you mean? But there's a Gemara later on that says not like that. The Torah said that was Rashi's makor. Rashi's makor to learn to take the Gemara out of context. Halei, the Gemara said Rochav's better, Manik's better. Rashi says it's not like that. Rashi says Manik's better, but Rochav shtares the Manik because when somebody's sitting on the horse, the Manik doesn't work. What forced Rashi to learn like that? What forced Rashi to take the Gemara out of context? The Torah said Rashi's kasha. Because Taka Rashi learned the Gemara like the Rajma and the Ran, that the Gemara meant to say that you can't have a situation that Manik's Kain and that Rochav's Kain and Manik's not, because Manik's better. I think Gemara later on says two lines later that Rochav's better. There's no such Gemara. The Gemara never said that Rochav's better. All the Gemara said was that B'makom Rochav, Manik's not Kain. That's Nifla Moed, Amita Shel Torah, Mitzad the Hamadas Apshat of the Sugya. Okay, Neu. We'll get to the Rosh. Everything's on. The Rosh brings a different marker. We'll see. We'll see. So where are we holding now? Tosis doesn't understand the Gemara. Well, slowly. Tosis doesn't understand the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say it's a no-brainer that Manik works or Rochav not? Maybe Rochav works and Manik doesn't. Tosis doesn't understand. Tosis looks for a curve. The Rishonim say it can't be such a phenomenon. Big Machlika say. The Rishonim can't be such a phenomenon. The Manik's kind of Rochav's not. Says the Tosis Rosh. What do you mean? It's a Gemara later on. The Gemara says that Rosh is better than Manik. What did the Rishonim answer to this kasha that Tosis Rosh? If not like Rashi. Like Rashi, the kasha is a shver. But the Rishonim didn't like Rashi. So it's very interesting. The Rashi, the second piece that he asked you to say, he says the Teretz, and I want to explain the Teretz at length. I want to say over the Teretz. First of all, and then we'll go it over again, okay? Yesh Lachkor, and the Yesh Lachkor that I'm going to say now is totally on another Yesh Lachkor. We'll go slowly. When the Gemara came along and said, is Manik better than Rochav, Rochav better than Manik? I'm talking about the second suffix when they're both doing it together. They're both kind of, right? So the Gemara over there says, the Tofes Bey. What's the mile of Rochav Tofes Bey? So let's analyze. In light of I'm coming out to answer the Tosis Rosh's kasha on the Rishonim. The Rishonim said it's a no-brainer that Manik is better than Rochav, and therefore it can't be that Manik is not Kohen and Rochav is. The Gemara first says that Rochav is better. In order to answer this question, I'm going to explain as follows. The Gemara says, when a guy does a Manik and a Rochav together, who's better? Is the Manik better, because it's a classic Mashicham? Or the Rochav is better, because the Rochav has a Ma'ala? What's the Ma'ala the Rochav has? Because it's tough as me. Slowly. What's the mile of Tophis? There are two ways to learn. One way of learning that the mile of Tophis is that the kinyan of Rochav is Meshicha, the animal is moving, and when it's Tophis, when you're holding onto the reins, so the animal moves even better. That's the mile of Tophis, okay? The mile of Tophis is that the animal moves even better. It moves better. If that's the pshat, so the mile of Tophis is that you're Rochav, you're causing the animal to move a little bit, plus your toughest, plus you're holding on to the reins. So then there's no kasha on the Teretz on the kasha Tosis Rosh. Tosis Rosh is asking a bomb kasha. What are you, the Rishonim, saying? That it's a no-brainer that Rochav can't be kind of Manig, yeah, because Manig is better than Rochav. The Gemara says before, is that Rochav, I'll say it very clearly, he's a better Meshicha than Manig. Where do I see that Rochav is a better Meshicha than Manig? The Gemara says that since the Rochav is holding on to the reins, it's a better Meshicha. It's the first Gemara. The Gemara says that Rochav is other because it's toughest be. So if the mile of Tophis Bey is that Rochav is Meshicha plus, it might be a mediocre Meshicha because you're not mamash pulling the animal, but at the end of the day it's Meshicha plus, and when you have riding it and the animal's moving machmasai and you're holding the reins, that's a good moving, that's a good act of moving, yeah? So then about the Tosis Rosh Rishonim or Pella. How can Rishonim say that it's a no-brainer that Manik is better than Rochav, and therefore if one of them is kind or one of them is not kind, it's about the Manik, not Rochav? The Gemara says later on that Rochav is better, it's a Rosh Gemara. And here we build a big Lishi Tosai. But the Rashba says Mefurish, that wasn't the Ma'ala of Tophis. How do we know it's not the Ma'ala of Tophis? I want to teach you how to learn a Rashba. I know in the Rashba he learned that the Ma'ala of Tophis and Rochav is not because it's a better Meshicha, because the animal moves better. How do I know that? Because the Rashba asked the Kasha, how could the Gemara say that Rochav is better because you're holding it in the Masera? How do we talking about a Metzia? And by Metzia, the Gemara says later on, Masera doesn't work by Masira. Handing over the reins doesn't work by Masira. Masera only works where. Handing over the reins only works where? By Mechira, when there's a Mechira, when there's a Kaina, when there's a Dasach Yasmach, and I give you over the reins, so that's called a Kenyan. By Metzia, taking the reins has no meaning. So if you're bound by Metzia, taking over the reins has no meaning, so it doesn't work. So how can you tell me that there's a mile of toughness with Masera? Azai frak tu, azai frak the Rashba. Slowly. Frak Chakash, I don't understand what he's talking about. If Adam Moisera is not a Kenyan by Masira, means that giving over the reins. But if holding onto the reins gives it a kick and gets it to move better, that is no Shachas Bechal to the Gemara that says the Kenyan Masira of giving over the reins, Avada and Avada doesn't apply by Mitzia. Because the Kenyan is giving over the power, what they call giving over the reins of power, which was learned out of this Gemara. Yeah? So the part is they give over the reins. And the part is, that's a Kenyan, but it's here, it's no such Kenyan. But that's not the Milo of Tophus Maseir and Agamar. The Milo of Tophus Maseir and Agamar is what? What's the Milo? That when you're riding and you're holding on, the animal moves better. So what's the Rajba asking, Bachal? What's Vilda Rajba? What does he want? What's Vilda? His deterrence is, the Rajba learned that the Milo of Tophus Maseir is that it's Meshicha plus Maseir. Very interesting stuff. He says it beforeish. He says that the Masera is a sniff. What does the word sniff mean? What does sniff mean, by the way, in Hebrew? So it means it's a Hesopher, it's an extension. It's a Tosefus. You did Meshicha plus Masera. I Masera doesn't work by Metzia. It doesn't work by Metzia as an independent Kenyan, but as a sniff, as a Hesopher, as a way of showing Bailos, it is. So I see a Marita Kazach in the Rajba. I see in the Rajba that the Maila of Rochav plus Mesera is not the fact that the Mesera makes the animal move better. It's a better Meshicha. If that would be true, his Kasha doesn't start. In fact, the Rajba, what's the Maila of Mesera? How every Bar Be'Rav the Chajayma knows that Mesera doesn't work by Metzia. We're talking about Metzia over here. And he answers. What does he answer? He says, you're right. It doesn't work as an independent Kenyan. As an independent Kenyan, it doesn't work. But it works as what? As a sniff, as a Hesafa. State before in the Rajba that the role that Tophus Masera plays is not b'toyras that now the animal moves better, so your Rochav is a better Rochav, your Meshicha is a better Meshicha. What the role that Masera plays is that it's 1+1. I'm doing Meshicha, even if my Meshicha is a Shvacha Meshicha, but it's better than Manik because I'm doing 1+1, I'm doing 1+ a sniff. I'm doing simultaneously two ways of showing Bailus. One way of showing Bailus is Rachov, another way of showing Bailus is Masera, and I got that Masera doesn't work as an independent Kenyan by Metzia, as a full-scale Kenyan, not, but as a sniff, as a Hesafa, as a strengthening of the Kenyan, that it does work. That the Milo of Rochav plus Mesera is not that the Mesera holding the reins makes the animal move better. If that would be true, his Kasha doesn't make sense and his Teretz doesn't make sense. I'll explain. If he meant to say that when it's Rochav, the animal Pasha moves better, so what's he asking from the fact that Mesera doesn't work by Mesera? Mesera doesn't work by Metzia. It's talking about the Kenyan of Mesera giving over the reins. We're not talking about riding and making the animal move, that's A. And B, his Teretz doesn't make sense. What did he answer? It's a sniff. He should answer much better than a sniff. He should say that when you're holding the reins, the animal moves more. What's he saying in Lom Deshavar? That's a sniff. It's not a sniff. When I hold the reins and I'm riding, when I'm riding and holding the reins, the animal moves better. It's a good Meshicha. It's a Meshicha plus. Is Avad and Avad state in the Rajba, Sai Mitzadis Kasha, Sai Mitzadis Teretz, a very interesting Lom Deshazach. That the Maila of Rochav on plus Tophis is a 1+1. That's what a sniff means, by the way. A sniff means 1+1. Not that it's enhancing my moving, enhancing my Rochav. I'm doing a Rochav plus. I'm doing a Rochav with a sniff. Is Hagam that the Moisera, freestanding Moisera itself, is not a what? Is not an independent Kenyan by Messiah, because the independent Kenyan, somebody gives it over to you. But the Maisa holding on to the Moisera is Epis, and it's a 1+1, it's a sniff. State beforeish is what? It's not a filler. It makes a stronger Haras Bailas. I'm doing two acts of Kenyanim at one time. One of them is a full-scale Kenyan called Rochav, and the other one is a sniff. It's an addition. It's a holding a Masera. Holding a Masera is Episode Bailas. Just it's not enough to work by Metzia. Since it's not enough to work by Metzia, so the Mela, what do you call it? Hold on. I want to say, Dr. Nifla, I want to show you how the Rishonim were so emistic in how they learned the sugyas. It's mamash a murid de kasim for what I'm going to say now. Watch. The fifth is before the watch the Rajbil de Shitasa. Watch the Rajbil de Shitasa now. It comes out, there's no Gemara that says that when you have a Rochav plus a Maser, it's a better Rochav. What's it said that Rochav plus Maser is better than Manik? Because the Rochav is a better Meshicha? No, Rochav's Rochav. What is the Maser add on quality? Maser is 1 plus 1. You have a Kenyan called Rochav, right? What's the Kenyan of Rochav? Meshicha. Aye, you're fighting against a Manik, which is mega Meshicha, but I have also a plus 1. I have a sniff. In addition, I have another Kenyan going on over here. What's the other Kenyan going on over here called? Masera. I Masera doesn't work by Metzia. It doesn't work by itself, but as a sniff, as a hisaf, as an addition, as a quality addition, it works. Mele, if he's there, the Teis Rosh Hakasha doesn't start. It doesn't even begin. Sniff and wait, you hear the Yantav. Teis Rosh Hakasha is a mistake. Why? There's no shayla about it. If you have a choice of Rochav's Kaina or Manik's Kaina, what's it said that Rochav's Kaina? In order for Rochav to be Kaina, what's Rochav? Rochav is Meshicha. So on top of the page, if I have a suffix, is Manik Kaina or Rochav? It's a no-brainer, Manik's Kaina, not Rochav. Manik is Meshicha. There's no way in the world that Rochav is not going to be Kaina. You'll tell me, wait a minute, maybe Manik's not Kaina, and Rochav's Kaina because it's plus what? It has toughest, can't be. Why? Watch. If Manik's not Kaina, that means Meshicha's not Kaina. If Manik's not Kaina, so Rochav's not Kaina. So what are you going to tell me? No, but this Rochav has a toughest. What's helping you? It's 0 plus 0. Halei Rochav itself is not a Kenyan. And Maser itself is not a Kenyan. They don't combine. Because if Meshicha is not Kaina, let's say I would hold Manik's not Kaina. What it means is Manik's not Kaina is, there's no Kenyan called Meshicha. What does it mean Manik's not Kaina? Meshicha doesn't work. So when you tell me Rochav works, why? Because it's plus a toughest. What do you mean? Somebody in the world said toughest made it into a better Meshicha? If it's called a Meshicha, then toughest could end on a sniff. A Beluyitzur Manik wouldn't be Kaina, which means the ramifications of that is what? What's the ramification of saying Manik's not Kaina? Top of the page, we'll say Manik's not Kaina. It means it's also called Meshicha. It's also called Meshicha, it's also called Rochav. What do you tell me? No, Rochav is better, because Rochav is Rochav plus what? What do you mean Rochav is plus what? The Kenyan of Rochav is Meshicha. Tophus doesn't make it a better Meshicha. Tophus says if you have a Meshicha, so even if it's a lesser type of Meshicha, if you add on a sniff, if you add on a Tophus of a Seira, it's a Yantif, it's fine. Oh, but if I hold that Manik's not Kaina, so then the Meshicha of Rochav is 0, so when you tell me you have a Tophus, you have a big 0. Rochav itself is not Kaina. When you tell me you have a Tophus itself, so it's not a Kenyan. I'd add it on, there never was such a Gemara. There never was a Gemara that says Tophus means it's a better Meshicha because of Tophus. It's a first Rashba. The Rashba says first, the mile of Tophus is the Kenyan of Masera. You'll tell me Kenyan Masera doesn't work. The Rashba is the Kasha. And the Rashba says that if you have a Rochav, which is a good Kenyan, plus a Kenyan of Masera, 1 plus 1 equals 2. If a Luyitzur Rochav wouldn't work, Luyitzur Rochav wouldn't work, Bechlau, there's nothing to talk about. The ball game's over. He doesn't even start the whole thing. Melos Niflamoid. That's the Rashba Lishitosei. Here's the Niflamoid Lishitosei Imshat and the Lumbas. We'll get to the Lumbas in a second. So the Rashba read the Gemara on top like this. Slowly. The Rashba read the Gemara on top like this. We'll get to the Lumbas soon. The Rashba read the Gemara on top like this. The Gemara had a choice. Is Rochav Kaina or Manik Kaina? The Gemara says it can't be. If Manik's not Kaina, so what you're essentially saying is, it's okay in Meshicha, correct? It's okay in Meshicha, Rochav's done. Shalom, I saw, we're done. Finished. Nigmas. So out of the choice of Manik and Rochav, it has to be Manik. Can't be. It can't be Manik's not Kaina. Rochav is. You'll tell me, what do you mean the Gemara said out later on that Rochav is better than Manik? You know when the Gemara said out later on that Rochav is better than Manik? After I know that Rochav works. After I know that Meshicha works. And then I have a tzad that I have a Rochav plus. There's no such Gemara that says that Tophus is a better, Rochav is a better, there's no Gemara that said that Rochav is a better Meshicha than Manik. It's a lesser of a Meshicha than Manik. See, if I have a choice of Manik versus Rochav, it's a no-brainer. Manik, Elochav, Meshicha, Del Mizuv. Of course Manik works, Rochav doesn't work. And if Rochav, because if Manik doesn't, if Manik doesn't work, you'll tell me no, maybe Manik doesn't work. But Rochav is Rochav plus. What do you mean Rochav plus? If Manik doesn't work, it means Meshicha doesn't work. Then Rochav is no plus. Tophus is better. Tophus is better on top of Meshicha. If Meshicha works, and Rochav is called Meshicha, so then Tophus Masera can add on a sniff, can add on another level, another Kenyan called Tophus Masera. But in the Havmin of the Gemara that Manik doesn't work, that means Meshicha is not a Kenyan. Of course Rochav doesn't work. What do you do? 1 plus 1? There's no 1 plus 1. There's no sniff. There's nothing. You know, when you have a sniff, you have to have a branch. You have to have a main headquarters. You have a branch, you branch out. But if Meshitta doesn't work, so then Rachav doesn't work. So then, well, there's no main head, there's nothing to make a branch. There's also a Gemara that says later on that Rachav is a better Meshicha because of Tafas. Rachav is better because it's Meshicha plus Mesera. But if Mesera and Meshicha doesn't work, there's nothing to talk about. Maybe the Gemara is Niflam Oyla Mita Shal Teira. And that's the Rajbul Shitasu. The Rajbul Shitasu will learn that the Maila of Tafas is that it's a Mesera plus. So he never had a Gemara that says that Rachav is a better Meshicha. So maybe it's a Dover Pashit. If Manik doesn't work, Rachav doesn't work. Zero plus zero. I think more later on, if the Gemara knew that Meshicha, Rachav works, because it's called the Meshicha, then there's a Maila called Mesera. That's Niflumid. So what does Rosh want? What does Rosh want? Boy, Rabbi, so Tais Rosh learned that the Maila of Tafas Mesera is what? How did Tais Rosh learn? Tais Rosh learned that when the Gemara said Rachav is better because it's Tafas Mesera, he learned that the mile of Tafas Mesera is what? Is that it's a better Meshicha. He holds the Adif of Rachav, the Adif of Tafas Mesera, because when you're holding the reins, the animal moves better. It's a better Meshicha. So the Tais Rosh, who learned that the mile of Tafas Mesera is that the animal's moving more, then Tais Rosh learned that the mile of Tafas Mesera is that's a better Rachav, it's a better Meshicha. So he asked the Bam Kasha, how can you, the Rishonim, say that if Manik's not koina, for sure Rachav's not koina? It's not true. Rachav is better. Rachav could be a better Meshicha than Manik. What are you telling me? Ein lucha Meshicha gdeila mizu. What was the mission statement of the Rajma and the Ran? Ein Meshicha gdeila mizu. Manik is ultimate Meshicha. What do you think? Moses later on before us that Rachav could be better Meshicha because it's Tafas. Because the Rosh learned that the mile of Tafas is that it's a better Meshicha. The mile of Tafas is the one holding on to the reins, the animal moves better. So he bowed, that was the Havamina. So said to his Rosh, I'm a forcing one, not like you. You want to tell me that it's a no-brainer that if Manik doesn't work, Rachav doesn't work because Manik is a better Meshicha? Then why is this a forcing one? Then why is this Rachav is a better Meshicha? Chase that cup. Up in the what he called learned. But the Rajbo learned that there's no such Gemara that says Tafas is a better Meshicha. How do I know that? How do I know the Rajbo didn't learn like that? Because the Rajbo asks me, according to the Tais Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara, you can't ask a Kashrut, you say, hey, Maseira doesn't work by Metzia. Who cares whether Maseira works by Metzia or not? But Maseira makes the animal move better. So the Rajbo, the Shitasa, who learned that the mile of Tafas Maseira is that I slapped on Maseira plus Meshicha. I never found the Gemara that it's a better Meshicha. I never found anyone that's a better Meshicha. So if Meshicha doesn't work, Rachav doesn't work. The ballgame's over. What is the Milo of Tafas Maseira? That it's 1 plus 1. Victor Rajma, 1 plus 1. Maseira doesn't work by Metzia. Zakte, you're right, it doesn't work, but Meteira is a sniff, it does work. Mashenki, the Tais Rosh learned that when the Gemara says Tafas Maseira, meant to say that it's a better Meshicha. If it's a better Meshicha, A, it has nothing to do with the Kenyan called Maseira, it's a better Meshicha. So Mela, the Gemara on top. Victor Tais Rosh, who told you that Rachav is better than Rachav? Maybe only a high level Meshicha works. Only when it moves a lot, Machmas you. Maybe a Meshicha will you stop pulling. Maybe not. The Gemara says it's a better Meshicha. Once you know it's a better Meshicha, so you can't come along and say it's far from that it can't be this Enlecha Meshicha Gedele Mizu. It could be. The Gemara says it's Gedele Mizu. Although the whole basis, the whole Yisrael of the Rishonim was, it has to be that Manik is going. I'm explaining to you, but it could be. But if, you're right, but if I have a choice, if Shmuel said one or the other, so I'll pick the one that's better. What's the Gemara saying? It can't be. Why can't it be? There's a Gemara two lines later on that says this is a better Meshicha. So what are you hacking your cup? If it's one or the other. The Gemara says it can't be. He said such a thing. Yeah? Who told you? Maybe a classic Meshicha is Rachav. When you do a better Meshicha, there's a line in the Gemara later on. Teretz is like the Rashi. There's no such line, Michal. Because when the Gemara says, by the way, having a world war over here, what does the word Tafas Maseira mean? Does Tafas Maseira, Tafas Bay? Tafas Bay. Tafas Bay means I'm holding on to it, and therefore the animal moves better. What Tafas Bay means because I'm holding on to the reins and I have a 1 plus 1. According to that, I never had a Gemara that said that it's a better Meshicha, so the Gemara on top is fine. The Gemara says it can't be a Manik's not Koina. Manik's not Koina, Rachav's not Koina. Then you don't have a mile of 1 plus 1. There's nothing to add on to. If you know that each one's Koina, then you have an addition of 1 plus 1. Now, oh. So one of Taina, it is Rishos. Yeah? I want to tell you that the Sherish of this Machlekes is totally in the Lamda Shemaisa. I'll explain. The Gemara says, there's a Kenyan in Mecca Chamemker called Basera. It's literally what we call in English giving over the reins. When I give over the reins to you, I'm giving over Shlita. Says the Gemara, it doesn't work by Tzia. Why not? Because there's no way to give over the reins. The range is in Chakira. And I believe that this is the Oymek what's behind the scenes. This step of Metzia, giving over, taking, holding on to the reins, doesn't work. Yesh lachker, why? One way of learning is, and here's a lamda shel chakira. One way of learning is that the Maisa Kinyan called Moisera. By the way, why are the rains called Moisera? Because you give them over. Moisa, okay? Why are the rains called Moisera? Teach a little bit, Lashon Kodesh, yeah? They're called Moisera because it's something which you give over. You give over the rains of power, yeah? Is the pshat is that, what is Mecha Chomemka? Works like this. Yesh Lachka. One way of learning that the act of the Kinyan is the giving. The transfer of the reins, the fact that somebody transferred over the reins, that's the Maisa Kinyan. Now, if that's the Maisa Kinyan, so then in Bar Metzia there was no act of Kinyan because nobody did the transfer, nobody gave it over, nobody gave it on. There's no Dasach Razmak, there's nobody who gave it over. So if the Maisa Kinyan of Moisera by Mecha Chomemko, the Maisa is the giving over of the Moisera, giving over of the reins, so the Bar Metzia, you don't have the Maisa Kinyan because you're missing the guy, you're missing the Maisa Kinyan itself. The other way of learning the Kinyan of Masera is, the Kinyan of Masera is the holding of the reins. Holding the reins is an act of shlita on an animal. I'm holding the reins of power, I'm holding the reins. Just, it doesn't work by Metzia, because it has to have that you got the reins from the guy. But what is the Kinyan? I'm saying a very tifa hakira. What's the Kinyan of Masera? The holding of the reins? Or the giving over of the reins? What's the Maisa Kinyan? Is the Maisa Kinyan the Das Acheres giving over the reins? Or the Kinyan is holding the reins? Holding the reins is showing bailus. Just the Gemara says, the Bar Metzia, where you picked up the reins yourself, it's a chisor, a weakness in the Kinyan. But the Maisa Kinyan at the end of the day is holding the reins that I got from the guy. But the Kinyan is the holding of the reins, not the giving over of the reins, not the ceremonial transfer of the reins. But the holding on to the reins of a horse is the Maisa Kinyan. Made like this. Watch. The Tzitzis Rosh learned that the Maisa Kinyan of Maseira is the giving over of the reins. So by Metzia, there's no Maisa Kinyan B'chal. You can't say a sniff. You can't say 1 plus 1. Because nothing happened. You're holding on to the reins. Has no meaning. You tell me, oh, it's a sniff. It's not a sniff. It's nothing. Since nobody gave it over, so you're missing the entire neshama of the Kinyan. You can't even call it a sniff. You can't even call it an addition. You can't even call it a... Nothing happened. You didn't have the Kinyan there. You're holding on to the reins. Holding on to the reins is not a vitalist. It's not even a sniff. Because the Maisa Kinyan of Masera is the ceremony of the guy giving it over. The Mela, by Metzia, you don't have that, because there's nobody to give it over. It's the fact that somebody gave you the reins, which is the Kinyan, not you holding the reins. So if somebody gave you, by Metzia, you don't have it. Mela, the Rosh had a Gefrala Chakasha. What did the Gemara mean to say that the Mela of Rochav is that it's Tafos? It must be that it walks better, and there's no choice. It must be that it walks better. It must be that it goes better. It's Muzayin, that it goes better, that it walks better. As Eidach Mezogin, there's no choice. Plus Kementon. But the Rajma learned a tifa vart. I'm missing a kasha. How could you call it a sniff? But nobody gave you the reins. So you tell me, Metzia doesn't work alone, but it's a sniff. What do you mean it's a sniff? Holding the reins is not a Maisa Kinyan. As vice is the Rajma learned, the Kinyan of Meseir is the Etzim Shlita on the horse. So why doesn't it work by Metzia? I'll tell you why, because when you take the Shlita by yourself, it's not a good Kinyan. But the Maisa Kinyan is the holding of the reins, not the transfer of the reins. Mela says the Rajba, albeit it's true, it might not be Kaina alone, but a sniff it is. It's another way of showing violence. Holding the reins is a way of showing violence. It's albeit that it's true as Bar Metzia, and nobody transferred it, but a Mela it is. So the Shemesh of the Machlekes of the Rajba versus the Rosh and what the Mela of Tophis is, where the Tophis is a increase in the quality of the Meshicha going on over here, or where the Tophis is a whole new Kinyan with a sniff Agavi sniff, depends on what is the chisaron of why by Metzia Masera is not Kaina. If the reason why Masera is not Kaina by Metzia is because the entire act of the Kinyan of Masera is the act of the transfer, so by Metzia there was no transfer Bechal, so there's nothing to talk about. There's no sniff. So what does Tophos mean? Tophos means that it's a better going, it's a better Meshicha, it's a better moving. So then the Tais Rosh is right. How could the Gemara say that Manik is better than Rachov? Rachov is better than Manik. But if I learned that the Vard is the Etzim Maisa Kinyan of Masera is the Etzim holding of the Masera. Just the Gemara says, holding of a Maseir and a Metzia, where you took it by yourself, is less of a Maisa Kinyan than by Mekach Mekach, where somebody gave it to you. Ebazei. So, albeit it's true, it won't be worked by Metzia, but I have the Etzim Maisa Kinyan. Holding of the reins is a Maisa Kinyan. Just it's not enough to be kind of by Metzia. Says the Rajba, it's not enough. But if I have a Rachov, which is Meshicha, and I have a Sniff, 1 plus 1, it's Nif Lamoy, that's why it works. That's Gevaldik.
Why is it less in control? Because
One second.
Thank you.
second. Oh. That's Niflamoid. It's less shlita than when somebody gave me the shlita, when I took the shlita myself.
It's controlling the animals.
Okay, now.
If it's controlling the animals, so
it's not a vote of control, by the way. It's a way of showing battles. When I'm holding the reins of the thing, it's a way of showing battles. You see that from the lesson of the world of the reins of power. Because, why did they use the world to take the reins of power? Because the world's a horse. Okay? The world's a constant, the world's a ferret. That's why they took the reins of power. We don't have such a thing by us to take the reins of power, yeah? But the world's a horse. That's what the goyim mean, by the way. As they first started since I'm a little kid. What does it mean they took the reins of power? So for the first time, reins of power. The world's a horse, yeah? The world's a ferret. The government's a ferret. Everyone's. What? Yeah, man. The world's a ferret. But they took the reins of power. What's the reins of power? That horse. The whole world's a horse, yeah? They stay before us. Yeah, I'll go on. One second. Listen carefully. If he's there, I want to say a Dover Nifla. I'll finish it. If he's there, I have a huge Nafkamin named Shah. You listening? You holding up? So we have a Machlekas. Where are we holding? We have a Machlekas, three Machlekas in Yelda Shitasim. You heard? You didn't hear? You're not listening over your party. Finished? We have three Machlekas in over Yelda Shitasim. One machlekes is what did the Gemara mean to say on top of the Omer, the Manix Vade Koina? Second machlekes is what did the Gemara mean to say that Rochav is better because it's toughest? And a third machlekes, why by Metzia Maseir is not Koina? If Maseir is not Koina by Metzia at all, so the toughest means it's better Mashiach, so the Gemara on top doesn't make sense. If I hold that Mesira is better, or Maisa Kinyan by Metzia, just is not enough, then Rochav, then toughest means because it's a 1 plus 1. And then the Gemara on top is fine, because 1 plus 1 is only when you know it's kind of. It's not kind of, nothing to talk about. That's Nifla way. Now we get to the Kuda number 4, the Shitasa and the Nifla the Goyim. Watch. If he's there, because everything I said is Lamita Shotari Im Shat. So now we get to the fourth station in the Sugya. The Gemara brought a Raya from Klayim, and watch how everything comes together now Im Shat. The Gemara brought a Raya from Klayim, Yeshiv Lekona. Is Rochav also not? Yeshiv not, Rochav not, right? Mobot arrived from Klaim, that if Yeshiv doesn't work for Klaim, it's not called a move, Machmasu, it's not enough moving, say whatever you want. So Rochav also not, right? Frankly Gomorrah, watch this now. Frankly Gomorrah, Rochav. Rochav is tough as Maseira. You have Maseira there, right? You have Maseira. Rochav is tough as Maseira. You have Maseira there. How can you learn Rochav from Yeshiv? So what was my answer? Maseira is not Koina by Metzia. Correct? You haven't followed? We put a from Yeshiv to Rochav. Frankly, Rochav has a mila over Yeshiv that I'm holding the reins. I'm not just sitting in the wagon. So what was my answer? No, Maseira is not Koina by Metzia. Now watch. According to the Rajba, it's Niflamoy, Lamita Shalter. Why? According to the Rajba, what do we prove from Yeshiv? We prove from Yeshiv Rochav is not Mashiach, correct? Rochav is not Mashiach. Yeshiv is not Mashiach. Rochav is not Mashiach. The minute that Rochav is not Mashiach, the ball game's over. Why is the ball game over? We just finished saying. What do you tell you? I maybe you're a toughest. Teretz says it's 1 plus 1. The minute you prove for me for Yeshiv that Rochav is not called Mashiach, so the ball game's over. I want the Maseira to be Koyin alone. Maseira is not Koyin by Metzia. You want it to be in addition to the what? To the Rochav? Nobody said it's an addition. It's 1 plus 1. But if Rochav is not called Mashiach, so you don't have 1 plus 1. The Gemara is beautiful. But according to Teresa Rosh, we learned that the mile of Maseira is what? What's the mile of toughest Maseira on a Rochav? That the animal moves better. So what's the more answer? That Maseira is not created by Maseira. So what? Who cares if Maseira is not created by Maseira? We're talking about a different Maseira. We're talking about the Maseira that makes the animal move better. We're talking about a different mile. It's Bishlam, according to the Rajba, that the only mile that Rochav has, toughest is that it's at 1 plus 1, so it's a more beautiful teretz. It's 0 plus 0. Why? From Yeshiv, we learn that Rochav works out. Maseira doesn't work, so you have 0 plus 0. Nothing's happening. But according to the Rosh, we learn that the mile of toughest is that it moves better. So what's the Gemara answer? It's not Koina. Vaitich, fair. What's the right from Yeshiv? The Gemara is the Kashi. You have Maseira. The Gemara says Maseira is not Koina. So what Maseira is not Koina? That means not the Kenyan, but let it be a mile of what? Let there be a mile of what of Tophus Maseira, mitzad not mitzad the Kenyan. Let there be a mile of Tosh Mazera, not mitad the kid. Let there be a mile of Tosh Mazera, mitad the what? The Meshif, I'm asking you a bomb kashem. We came out with a machleg between Tosfos against the between Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba. What is the mile of Tosfos? Is the mile of Tosfos it moves better, or the mile of Tosfos is it's 1+1? Frankly, the Gemara, how can you learn out from Klaim over here? It's Tosfos. Everything more. Masera is not Kreina. Like the Rashba is beautiful. Like the Rashba, what do you want to learn out? You want to say 1+1? There's no 1+1 because Masera is nothing, and this is nothing, and 0+0 is 0. What do you say? Yeah, but not Rochel, because we don't have for Yeshiva. It's not cold enough for Kenya. It's not cold. Say it. No. That's zero. That the Rashi never said a sniff. The Rashi said a sniff is if you have Meshicha, then it's Meshicha plus. Yeah, if I say bad thing, you learned that idea that it's not Kenya. So nothing happened. Ali will tell me that it's Tophos. Nobody ever said that Tophos is a better Meshicha. But according to Tosfos Rosh, that when you have Tophos, it moves better. So I have a Kasha. I'm going to ask a Kasha. What are you learning out from Yeshiva Korin? Maybe Rochel is different because it moves better. When you answer me, oh, it's not Koina. You're right, not Koina answers why it's not an additional Kenyan. But let it be a better Rochav, it's a better Mashiach. According to the Rashba, I don't have the Kasha, because according to the Rashba, the Gemara never said the Tophos moves better. According to the Rashba, the Gemara never said Tophos moves better. According to the Rashba, all the Gemara said was that it's Sniffim, it's 1+1. So here it's 0+0. But according to Tosfos Rosh, when it's Tophos, it moves better. I'm asking a Kasha, how you learn Rav Yosef? Say better. I'm asking a kasha. I'm asking a point by kasha. What is the raya from Yeshiv to Rochav? Rochav is Tophos, it moves better. Now the Gemara is the kasha, by the way. The Gemara is the kasha. That's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers because Tophos is not a Kenyan. That answers that there's two types going on with this sugya. That's the Tophos of Kenyan, but there's another Tophos that makes it move better. It's like the Raj, but there never was such a Tophos. It's only a Kenyan. The Gemara says there's no Kenyan, we're done. But according to Tosfos Rosh, there's muchrach in the Tosfos Rosh that when you're Tophos, you're a better Meshicha. So what's the raya from Yeshiv? The answer is, I'll tell you what the pshat is. The answer is that the raya from Yeshiv is that it didn't move Machmas Yu at all. If it didn't move Machmas Yu at all, so then the Tophos doesn't make it better. Tophos only makes it better if it's moving because of you, so Tophos makes it better. But if we prove from Yeshiv that it didn't move Machmas Yu at all, so then Tophos is not going to make a difference. It means, I'm saying a word in pshat. Like the Rashba, I don't have to say the extremism is that it didn't move Machmas Yu at all. I can hear it's not a good Meshicha. It's not a good Meshicha, we're done. Aye, Masera. Masera is 0. 0+0. The Meshicha is not a good Meshicha. The Masera is not a good Masera, we're done. But according to Tosfos Rosh, that's not going to be enough. What do you tell me? Masera is not going to be Masera, but let it be a better Meshicha. The Torah says, we learned that for Yeshua, it's not called moving Machmas Yu at all, a technical raya. If it's not called moving Machmas Yu at all, so then nothing's going to help. It's not going to help me that you're Rochel, but it's not moving Machmas Yu at all. It's not moving Machmas Yu at all, so the Tophos Masera won't help. That's the final, the Shitosli, the binyan of the Sugi over here, of what is the Maila of Rochel over Tophos? Is it a Maila of 1+1 of a new Kenyan? Or is it a Maila inside the Meshicha? And the shayrish of that shayla is, could there be 1+1 by Rochov if I hold it by Metzias Nakar? Very interesting shayla. Could Meseira add on the quality of the Kenyan, Mitzat Kenyan Meseira, even by Metzia, which the Rashba clearly learned to hear that the Yisrosh argued on that, and did with the Hadamachlek is what the mile of Tophos is by Rochov over Manik. Everything else is the regular schedule. Tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kortov, I will meet with the Yom Galai to talk and learning about the Sugya, if you want. You're not even going yet. It's a school, yeah? You come Fridays, with the younger light, you get married. And yeah, amen or not. What? And by the way, I just heard this moment a breaking news that MFJK, what's it called? MFGA. It's very schwach. There's a big raffle tomorrow. What are you giving out? If 30 guys come, what are you giving?
40.
30, what are you giving? 7 altogether or 1,700? 1,700 shekel raffle? I'll add on 300 or we'll wrap it up to 1,000. 30 guys come for the whole Seder, yeah? Everything else is regular schedule.